Hey, everybody. It's time for your Browns Friday Fumble.
Fall on it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. My name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
And first off, Dylan, you've got a prepared statement you'd like to read.
I do. And, okay. Without further ado. Apologize. I just have to apologize on behalf of myself and everyone on behalf of the fumble. We have to take responsibility for this past week's loss. We didn't write enough good jokes. We didn't execute enough good jokes to get a win last week. And that is on our shoulders. And I'm sorry, Dave. I have to use the restroom.
Now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, actually, that works kind of out. That's fine.
I'll be right back. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, just keep going without me.
Yep, I'll keep talking about how this was a big problem for both of us. Yeah, guys, I got to admit, I don't like to do this. I was traveling, so Dylan, he comes to me and he says, "Dave, I know you're traveling. I know you can't really record. You're gonna be tired. How about you let me do one?" And I'm like, "Awesome, this will work great." And I really thought he was ready for it, and I figured he'd call Chris Clem or maybe get Yazin back or the guy who sounds kind of like Patrick Mahomes and put something together, something good for an episode befitting Pittsburgh football. You know, but like he spends like 5 minutes, throws together some old clips. Admittedly, they were funny clips because I was in them. I mean, check out my highlights. I am one of the funniest. I'm the funniest Browns podcaster in the business. And you know what? I gotta say, this is just a long pattern, if you look at it, of Dylan not using the jokes I write for this podcast. It's been happening all season and last season. You know, I used to have a different podcast, and when I was with that podcast, I made spectacular jokes all the time. I come to this podcast, and all of a sudden, I don't know, man. So, like, example. Joke about Justin Fields that had to do with gravitational fields, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, the only thing going to exert force on him was going to be Myles Garrett. And he was like, no, I don't know about that. He's afraid to go deep. He just wanted to say that he was the son of Mrs. Fields, the cookie maker. And like, come on, dude. You got to go deep. You got to try one deep. I was like wide open with a joke about how the Chiefs' Nick Allegretti was super fast because he went Allegro Aletti. And Dylan's like, I don't know, man. How about something about Allegra, the allergy medication? Like, maybe he sneezes. And I'm like, oh, dude. It's like he threw it, like, into the flat for, like, 4 yards. I'm like, dude, I've been doing this all year. And for whatever reason, I don't get my jokes targeted. And I just...
Okay, here I am.
In conclusion, you know, it's on both of us as a podcast staff to get this fixed, and we will get this fixed.
Yes, very much. Thank you so much for listening. Despite our collective,
we're gonna get this
failings.
Fixed. All right, guys. Time to recap this little stinker of a game, Dylan.
Yeah, that's putting it kindly, isn't it?
You know, we're doing this a little early in the week for reasons that will make themselves apparent, but you know, we just watched the game, and I know we lost. Like, we lost. Let's admit it. We lost to Pittsburgh football.
What else can we say?
They used to say here in Cleveland that, you know, you can go 2-14, or in this case, 2-15.
I guess.
As long as those two wins are against Pittsburgh football, you're going to be fine. But you know what? We're going to have more than two wins, but we dropped one of them against Pittsburgh.
That's all right. Hey, you know, we got another shot on the back end.
But we got to look at this from our perspective of you can't just say that the player of the game is somebody on the winning team. We got to find some bright spots, some silver linings. And really, if I got to give out a game ball for good play, I don't see any other option but to give it to Odell Beckham Jr. Did his numbers pop? No, they didn't. In fact, they look pretty paltry. But if you look behind the numbers, like a Sal Palantonio might be able to do, you know, you turn yourself into a little cute detective sleuth, you know? You see that he had a hell of a game.
You love doing that.
I do.
I mean, first of all, blocking. You know, this is stuff you get with really high-level tape analysis. Dude is not afraid to blow up a DB in the run game. No problem with it. I mean, he does the dirty work, Dave.
It's
week in, week out.
It's true. He's out there week in, week out. You know, he draws the defenders.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you're not going to see in the normal game, but you get that all 22. You're telling me you're watching all 22 this... You want to talk about numbers not popping? This is going to pop in the all 22. Dude, he's drawing double teams, drawing the defenders, opening up the lanes for the other guys.
It's just not stuff that shows up in the stat. They don't track this.
John Q football fan's not going to see it.
Exactly.
Or Jane Q football fan. Hey, I know a lot of female football fans, so
I probably know more female football fans than male football fans, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And I invite them all to watch with me and teach
me. Is it because a lot of the AOL chat rooms I'm in are kind of based on that? That's none of your concern, frankly. And I'm a little concerned you would ask. But
I mean, look, lastly, Dave, he does all of this while being... just a good teammate and not complaining.
No.
This is a contract year for him, Dave. He could be out there in the media complaining or maybe getting celebrity friends to tweet about him. Or, I mean, God, even pull his dad, Odell OBJ Sr., the first. I mean, he could pull that guy in spouting nonsense.
Say, hey, Dad, I just say some stuff. He doesn't.
He doesn't do that.
And dude never misses a practice. His arm's practically fallen off. He's always out there for practice, even if it's just on the bike. So this game ball goes out to you, Odell BJ, the second. You've earned it. So we got a little Friday fumble update
for
you guys.
You
know, we've been away. I'll admit it. We've been away. And you want to know why? Well, why don't you listen and stop asking questions? So early. Just let me explain first.
Just for once.
I mean, I think communication is one of our biggest problems. I think every fight we get into between Dylan and I and the listeners, it's a communication thing. It all comes down to communication.
And it's really listening on your part.
Listening, too. Yeah. You know, you nod your head and you pretend like you're... And then I ask you a question about it. You're like, oh, did we talk about that? Like, yeah.
Yeah, like three or four times.
It was on the episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. So,
look, before we get into the news, because
it's tough to even start.
Got a lot going on this week. Look, we did it, guys. I know that you all probably missed our typical shenanigans the past couple weeks. We did that little Thursday night app. And then
neither of us were on drugs for that.
No,
not a single drug.
But listen, you can rest assured these past 2 weeks, they had purpose.
It, you know, there was purpose. And as you fumble simps already are acutely aware of from the seasons past, we've been pretty much, like, it's not an 100% permanent ban from Berea, but it's kind of a shadow ban.
Yeah.
But it's just as devastating to us. We are not allowed, we're not allowed as members of the media.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed as consultants. Briefly, we tried to be custodial staff, not allowed to do that. Car detailers. I mean, first of all, I didn't know that Andrew Berry did not like coconut smell.
How was I supposed to know?
It's the most popular smell.
Are we supposed to put a little checkbox on the website saying yes or no coconut smell? No.
I guess we... Anyway, it's a holdover from the Dorsey experiment.
Mm-hmm.
He knew we were made men in this city, and he frankly didn't like it. He knew that really right. we held more sway than he did.
It was a power play.
So this snafu has really not sat well with us, as it shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So we needed to do something about it. Look, plain and simple.
The football insiders like us being banned from the football facilities in Cleveland.
Because the powers that be are afraid.
You know, you'll recall a couple years ago, we tried to do a little coach swap situation with old Jakey Burns. That was back with, you know, Tanner's Flag football squad that they, well, so they only play on Sunday afternoon, so that sort of freed up, you know, the press credentials for Sunday.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we'd, you know, bring our little Lenovo yoga tablet laptop and our smart stylus down there. We'd to one Alfred Lerner Way and then do some little ovals and on the, well, you
to
know,
make
the,
it look like it was Jake's work.
The
yeah,
shit that Jake
the ovals.
For some reason has acclaim for.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway,
dude goes
to
Mount
that.
Onion for 3 years,
yeah.
gets beat by Mount Onion for 3 years, and all of a sudden we're
all
supposed
of a sudden
to
he's
listen.
The oval god.
All of a sudden he's drawn ovals on stuff all the time, and we're supposed to just go, "Oh yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about."
F-ing guy.
Anyway, had to abandon that plan for the football coaching thing. Tyler's yeah. mom refused to reimburse Jake for the cinnamon Teddy Grahams he brought, and Jake. No one wants cinnamon Teddy Grahams.
Honey or bust, dude.
Honey or nothing, man. Nobody's paying you back for some shitty cinnamon Teddy Grahams. Like, how do you even expect that? That's your $2.99.
Yeah. Regardless, we made it back into Berea by Dave. I'm just going to tell him. We pulled a face off.
It was impressive. I'm going to toot our own horn on this one.
So what we did was we took a page from the 1997 Travolta Cage vehicle and literally swapped faces with each other. We underwent excruciating facial reconstructive surgery over these past 2 weeks, and now I'm Dave, and Dave is Dylan, and or
Dylan? I'm Dylan, and you're Dave.
Okay, so hold on. So you're...
Hold on.
You
check your
like,
arm. It's on your arm.
Shit.
You're wearing long sleeves.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm Dave.
And I'm Dylan, but okay. I look like Dave.
But so I look like Dylan?
Yeah, currently.
Okay.
We
got
can
it.
Go back and forth. We got it's like modular. We can click them out in whenever we need to. It's really working well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, to be honest. The Travolta and Cage were onto something there for sure. Either way, we swapped faces, got the credentials back on Monday, so we're back in the building, baby. Back in the building, and we had a few orientation days there, obviously.
Oh man, talk about!
Look, we tried to get out of it.
You thought the surgery was excruciating, man? Just sitting there, PowerPoint after PowerPoint. Ugh.
Just the bureaucracy in Berea is ridiculous.
I found out.
Yeah.
I guess they call them slide decks now. I've been calling them PowerPoints. Everybody's laughing at me behind my back like I'm some sort of it's slide decks, I guess.
You know what?
And I'm calling them PowerPoints.
That's what Mary Kay was laughing about.
Yeah, like she pointed at me.
Jeez.
She said, "Okay, boomer," and pointed at me.
Wow. I thought it was something completely different. I didn't know it was that because I've been calling it PPTs, .PPTs.
Yeah, and to me, slide deck is like a skateboard trick. I did a slide deck along the half pipe that we've got on Randall Street. Anyway.
We just got out of the conference
we
room.
We tried
right
to
now.
Skip it. They said everybody had to do it.
Yep.
Mary Kay, Anthony DiCastini.
Yep.
They said.
Ken Carmen had to do it.
Yeah, they said even Pal Allen had to do it, but they used an overhead projector when Pal Allen
right,
did it.
Right.
So it was a long time ago.
So all that said, we did it. Now it's time to get to Browns news. Let's
Thursday night. I'm gonna usually we go to www.clevelandbrowns.com/news. We've been going to some other sites.
Mm-hmm.
This time I think I'm gonna go to www.plentyoffish.com/user/clevelandbrowns
Good.
And look at this dating profile.
Yeah, let's see what they put up there. Oh, they like The Office.
Oh, me too. Let's see. And the recent news.
Oh. Okay.
We just gave a game ball to Odell Beckham.
Well,
I guess we've given the game ball, so we can't really take that back.
There's no take backs on that. Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is Hugh Jackson, and now it is time to know your foe. Back to you, Dave and Dalen.
All right, Dylan. I don't even remember what I predicted the score to going to be last week. Ended up being not something either of us would have projected.
No, I didn't have that in my on my radar.
No.
That score.
So let's not even talk about that one. Let's talk about this upcoming game.
Yeah, the Bungles.
Cincinnati Bungles are our little brother down south.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough to say who this game is going to benefit. The Browns, as we just learned a few minutes ago, appear to be in some sort of turmoil. Really, that's kind of affecting my thinking on this game a lot. I kind of had something... I'll admit it. I kind of mowed the lawn for us on that. I had it all set up, kind of really kind of queued up, and then all of a sudden you learn a few key facts about some key players, and all of a sudden my prediction's a little bit out the window.
I'll tell you what, it's tough.
I'm gonna have to pull a page from the Dylan playbook, and I'm saying it's Bengals 17, Browns 26. I mean,
God, Dave. Honestly,
I was going to have it a little higher, and then all of a sudden,
Dave,
game ball award winner Odell Beckham Jr. not going to be in the game. I don't know.
You know, Joe Burrow, you can't count him out.
No.
He's a big beach nut, and he's going to put up some big beach nut points, and I'd reckon about 17 of them are going to go on the board.
Yeah.
But also, I just want to say, you know, you know, I'm looking at our roster here,
mm-hmm.
and you know, this is the same offense that beat Pittsburgh football twice in a row last year.
Sure is.
Same exact offense.
Yeah, just, well, wait a minute. It's that offense, except for Demetri Felton and speedster Anthony Schwartz are on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so a couple of... solid additions there. Okay, so yeah, I think we're gonna put 26 up on them. I think you're absolutely correct. 26-17 Browns.
All right, we've played the Bengals a lot, looked over the roster quite a bit, and you know what, guys, it's a lot of the same dudes. So common opponent. We're going to break down a little bit of behind the scenes of how we would kind of come up with these kind of things. Obviously, the biggest story about the Bengals, obviously.
Yeah, everybody's talking.
Quarterback Joe Burrow. And from a joke perspective, there are a lot of different directions you can go on this one. Yep. You could say that he is like a little hedgehog and he likes to burrow into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's a silly one. Second, Burrow rhymes with furrow. So maybe he'll furrow his brow again and again after he gets sacked.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you don't even need to joke about his name because he's a former temporary beach nut, and you can't do that to a beach nut, temporary
can't.
Or no.
It's really just off the table immediately.
Once a beach nut, always a beach nut, even if you go to a different school and then beat them.
Guy, this is a beach nut town.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you got to talk about Ja'Marr Chase, Dave. I mean, this guy is the top target of Joey B. We all know where this guy does his banking, right? I mean, probably Capital One.
Can't beat those rates.
Also, we know his favorite place to lounge. Yeah. On the long part of the couch, buddy. The Chase Lounge. I'm also pretty sure, and look, I'm not going to check, but I'm pretty sure the cop on Paw Patrol is called Chase.
I think that's it.
Yeah, because Marshall is the fire guy.
And then there's like Rubble or something.
And Sky is obviously the helicopter.
Pretty sure it's Chase. Nothing special on the defense, guys, except for Larry Ogunjobi. He's very good. I wish he was still on the Browns.
Oh, me too.
You do too,
yeah.
A lot of these guys are the same ones from year after year after year. Like, we've been reading these same names. Although now they do have a guy named Tyler Shelvin, which opens up a lot of possibilities about maybe him working at a grocery store. Yeah,
Jungle Gyms, maybe.
Yeah, or even saying that Tyler is the name of like an IKEA shelf. Oh, so like, cool. Oh, hey, honey, do you think we should go with the DJ Reader lamp or the Tyler Shelvin unit?
God, Dave, we got to talk about this fucking city.
We've done it a lot of times, but I don't think we've done it enough times.
I mean, look, guys, Cincinnati is one of our favorite cities to clown on. I mean, from the simple fact that they were Paul Brown's second choice.
Yeah, he's like, well, I guess if I'm out of here, yeah. I
guess I'll go to Cincinnati. Kind of like a Napoleonic Isle of St. Helena where he was exiled, sort of. But look, to the fact that they're notorious for the absolutely worst dish that they've somehow labeled chili, I mean, this is barely passable as a shitty casserole left over from the church potluck, Dave.
Yeah, it's like drippings.
It just stays there and it gets cold. And then, I mean, it even if it were edible upon arrival,
yeah,
nobody touches it. It gets...
It like hardens?
The crust on the top? God.
You know, we could clown on these guys all day about their amusement park, and I use that term lightly because I'm not very amused. It's called Kings Island. It can't even stand up to Six Flags Fiesta Texas, which you've probably never even heard of because it's so inferior. And you know what? I'm just going to go out there and say it. I know you agree with me. I mean, Millennium Force, dude, the choice of Arcade Mat, the top roller coaster in the world. Like, it's just a couple hours away. Why would you ever go to Kings Island when you could have the possibility of maybe running into Arcade Mat by Millennium Force?
Where did the island come from? I mean, I understand King's Dominion.
Yeah.
Where did the island come from?
There are no islands anywhere near Cincinnati. Maybe
we actually have islands by Cedar Point is the thing.
Yeah. See, they could have called it the Cedar Isles.
Legitimate islands.
Maybe they should have called it, you know, King's Kingdom, but that's a little redundant.
I mean, look, if we're talking redundancies, Cincinnati is it.
That so. It's true.
And we could go into detail about half of the Cincinnati population doesn't even live in goddamn Ohio. I mean, they're just shitty interlopers from these, I mean, horrific states. In our fair union,
yeah.
Indiana and goddamn Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I mean, for Christ's sake, Kentucky.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do it, Dylan. I could mention how Cincinnati, in general, is always 2 to 3 steps behind their big brother Cleveland in terms of team development, reworking the defense into a more of a limited blitz scheme.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They went out and got a soccer team like 2 decades after our little brother Columbus, like a little poser.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're terrible. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to mention the fact that they're terrible.
Dave, I can't get over the fact that these idiots loved Hugh Jackson for so goddamn long.
Yeah. They were mad when he came here. They were like, oh, take good care of Hugh.
Yeah, I swear to God, I could bring it up and just slam on these fools all damn day about it, but
I don't think you should do it. I don't think you should do it. I mean, Kentucky, it's like a good 60% of the metro area, you know?
Yeah.
This, in and of itself, makes Cincinnati a no-fly zone for me. Like,
you add
in the southeastern corner of Indiana, those hill jacks, no thank you. But look, I'm not even going to bring it up because I know it's a bit of a sore spot. They're not really, you know...
They're not proud.
They're not proud of it. And frankly, I can avoid it.
Right.
Like, I got friends in Dayton. I can stop there.
And should. You should stop
I can there. And do stop there. I have no reason to keep going ever.
Literally the logistics capital of the Air Force, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, question. When's the last time you actually paid attention to the Midsummer Classic Battle of Ohio betwixt the Tribe and the Reds? Ever?
I don't know that I ever have.
Well, that's probably accurate because it's just really sad and hard to watch.
And it's not even like a big deal. They're like, oh yeah, it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right. Right.
And the Thursday is a 1 o'clock.
And like they might snatch one game out of the three and you're just like,
maybe that Thursday like 1 o'clock and like I just hear about it.
Yeah.
Like I don't even know that it was happening. And then like at 7 I'm like, sad. Oh, I heard about that.
It's just sad.
It's just sad. You know, I guess there is one redeeming fact about Cincinnati.
Okay, yeah.
It's the one thing they got going for them right now. I mean, they are able to kind of play cannon fodder for us in the division a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They're just coming around to being able to, you know, pop one to the Pittsburgh football team and the Ravenclaws. Just like a little brother ought to do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they wanna puff out their chest and, you know, get into a little altercation. And then the big brother comes and it kind of bails him out.
Yeah, mops up a little bit.
Yeah. Cleans up the situation.
Yeah.
And so for that, I mean, and the fact that Joseph Burrow is forever a big beech nut warrior from the and Ohio State of University of the Ohio University, Ohio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess we can say thanks, right? I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you to, I don't know.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
I guess.
Thank you to Odell OBJ Senior the First and Michael Stipe. And is there anybody else you'd like to thank, Dylan?
Tootsie Roll Factory.
Yeah, they're still at it.
Still doing what they do.
Also, thank you to Jens Lickman. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, hit us up at Friday Fumble. Tell us what we got wrong in this episode, and you could win some Tootsie Roll candies. I will literally send them to you. In conclusion, my name is Dave.
I am Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. And Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.